Well, I first met Johnny on my second morning in Cambridge. I just arrived at Clare College and I came out of the room that I'd been assigned. My name was painted above the door. It was all very exciting and new. I walked into the corridor because I heard some people talking and I didn't know anybody in the whole city. And I saw a man walking down the corridor and I remember just thinking, he's lovely. So I offered them a cup of tea because they were helping the girl who was in the room next to me move out. Johnny came into the room and sat on the bed straight away and was completely relaxed. And I remember feeling a bit surprised, but it turned out that that was the room that he'd had just before me.
Jane was in my room. And so I do recall sort of throwing myself down on the bed. She was very distinctively dressed. I recall what she wore, and she was very pretty, obviously. And she wore purple DM shoes. And then you had chopsticks in your hair, because you had your hair in a bun and chopsticks in it. And you had a waistcoat over the top of your jeans, which were patched up with beer towels and things like that, as was the fashion at the time.
I just felt so drawn to him. He was so English and so funny, such a dry sense of humour. So I pretended that I didn't know where the library was, because I needed to get a library card. That's the first thing you need to do when you get to Cambridge, is get your library card. But the library was actually right outside the window. It happened that Thurkill Court, which was the part of Clare College that we were in, was right next to the Cambridge Library. And it was very clear that that's where the library was. But I kind of pretended I was confused and a bit bewildered. And he offered to help me get my library card.
And then, yes, then she asked where the library was, which was odd because the university library was this colossal red brick building with a huge tower, literally right outside her window. Yeah, and then we met occasionally, quite by coincidence, over the next 2 days or so.
I kept then bumping into you for the next couple of days. Every time I went into the town centre, we'd end up in the same shop or outside the same bookshop or something. And that meant we'd arrange to see each other again, and you introduced me to friends of yours. But I remember thinking, I need to be careful here because I'm really attracted to this man, but he's definitely not interested in me, because being very Australian, I was very, very chatty and I use my arms a lot when I speak. So I'd make lots of gestures and chat away. But when I did, I noticed he pulled back a little bit physically, and I just a tiny, tiny bit. And I thought, he's definitely super polite and friendly and lovely, but not interested in me.
And then we went out for our first sort of date at the Eagle, when I thought I was frantically signalling how attracted I was to her, but she didn't detect anything like that.
His eyes were one of the first things I noticed. They were so kind and warm and funny. Mm-hmm. And he had those laughter lines you get at the sides of eyes that are a sign that someone's laughed a lot and smiled a lot. And I'm always really drawn to that.
And she was very smiley and very enthusiastic and very energetic, which isn't always the way. Cambridge is quite a lot of sort of neuroses in Cambridge. People are quite on edge, you know. But she was very honest, very unfiltered, which was very refreshing. So you'd never in any doubt what she thought on any given subject. She had certainly, for someone who's lived in another country almost her entire life after infancy, she had a lot of common cultural references.
We were just talking in bed one morning, I guess on the ninth morning, and we were joking about marriage and things. And I think you said, well, you'd laugh at me if I proposed to you. And I said, I wouldn't laugh. And so you proposed, and obviously I said yes.
And I just sort of thought, that's a good idea. Let's do that. Let's get engaged. I was feeling very, very positive about it at the time. So that's what I did. I rushed in, but not foolishly.
But we kept it a secret for about a month. We didn't tell people because we thought people would think it was ridiculous and would challenge us about it. So we didn't say anything for about a month, I think. And then we told people. The funny thing was, although it had all that new love, you look at each other dewy-eyed, and you can see when people are in love, can't you? When they're first in love, they have a softness around the eyes and they look a bit like they've been hit over the head with a brickbat sort of thing. So I know we had that look because people told us that at the time. I felt very present and it was all very real. It didn't feel like a fantasy. And that makes it sound unromantic, but it wasn't. It just felt very vital and important and like my eyes were open. Not sort of, I wasn't deluding myself, which is an odd thing to say if you're doing something as impetuous as getting engaged after 9 days. So it just felt, I guess, safe as well is a really key thing. He felt safe. And I wasn't used to that feeling.
She often surprises me by the way she responds to things or something that she's done. I think we're both sort of romantics in different ways. Jane had a very tough childhood as well, sort of left scars, I think, and that she's had to contend with. And she does so very bravely and relatively uncomplainingly. Her honesty sometimes gets her into trouble. So she does sometimes need a bit of protection.
He's very kind. I think that's an underrated quality in life. He's very kind. He's very funny. Because he's had a difficult life. He's had a lot of ill health. And I know he's making a joke of it, but you've had a lot of ill health and a lot of physical distress. But you don't show people. People never see that. I'm the only person who ever sees it. You hide it from everyone else. And it makes him exceptionally brave, I think, because he always keeps going. He's super clever as well.
You know, it's like when you fall in love with someone, you just want to see, you look forward to seeing them, you wake up wanting to see them. They become, your meeting with them becomes a kind of high point of the day, really. And everything else gets lifted by that feeling that you've got, you know, the streets look different, that sort of thing. You see everything through the lens of sort of falling in love with someone, really.